Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, now some of you, for some reason, people were wishing each other have a great weekend yesterday. And by my calculations, that's a couple of days prematurely. And I know a lot of people have tomorrow off. Trevor and I will be here laboring in the vineyards. I don't know why they call it vineyards. Salt mines? No, this isn't a salt mine. Whatever. All right, so the point being that regardless of what your plans are, we will independently be here to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. For those of you who listen religiously, bless your little heart, and know that we didn't get to theater yesterday, you are absolutely correct. And the reason we didn't is the reason if we don't get to something that is at least loosely scheduled is because we get phone calls that preempt it. And I will always take a phone call over essentially everything because I figure the phone calls, for a whole lot of reasons. One is there's an immediacy to it. One is that's really what the mission statement of the program is. One is it's always seemed to me kind of rude to say, well, I know you have a problem you want to talk about, but don't worry about that. I'm going to tell you about something else. So for that reason, we will get to them today. In addition to telling you about movies, some of which actually opened yesterday because I don't know, everybody's decided. I guess if we get a holiday that starts on a Saturday, it throws the entire world off. And for those of you who are paying attention, when we did the leap second, Trevor, did you know about the leap second?
I did know that, yes.
Okay, see, Trev knows. The world did not come to an end as we know it. Everybody, it's kind of, I know, I was going to say, it's kind of like we all get all upset about everything. But you know what it is. And, I hate to sort of badmouth my colleagues. But by definition, news is the unusual, right? If it happened all the time, it would be news. So I think that, and I think the news media in this country is one of the reasons why we put up a happy story every day, which may be a little sappy. But it's, kind of a minor attempt to offset the fact that the news almost, if you had to characterize it, it's to scare the living daylights out of you, right? I mean, look at any story, and it's basically to say, you think you're safe, but you're not. And, I don't view it necessarily as a malignant plot, except on my bad days. But I do view it as a lamentable way to live your life. So this is, we sort of try and offset it. In fact, I did, as many of you know, this is the day of the week where I do an interview with Doug Steffen and his gang on Good Day, which is his program is heard every place. And today they wanted me to talk about the comment of, have you ever noticed people who are the luckiest are the ones who work the hardest? And so they actually asked me a question about, did I think that there was such a thing as luck? And I said, or did I just think it was hard work? And I said, which is very characteristic of me, right, that I thought that the answer was somewhere in between. The joke is, if you ask me what time it is, I'll give you at least three alternatives. I'll start with two, but I always get to three. All right, and the reason I said that is really not to be particularly obtuse or argumentative, but to understand that to a very large extent, we cannot control what happens to us. And, I live across from a very busy highway that I have to cross to get to the mainland, basically on a daily basis. And so I always view it as good luck if somehow the signals are working in my favor. All right, so I do think that there is such a thing as happenstance. There is a lot of things over which we cannot control. And I guess you could call that luck, that when I make the light, it's good luck. When I get there just as the light is changing, it's bad luck. But it would seem to me that, so there's that one whole portion of things over which we essentially have no control. But then there's the other part, which is why I say somewhere in the middle, that we have ultimate choice about how we respond. So what happens to us, we probably can't control to a certain extent. But how we respond, we can. So when the light is beginning to change, I can either decide to take my life in my own hands and cross the avenue of death, la rue de mort, or wait. And when I'm waiting, I can either sit there and say, oh, I can't believe it. This is going to be a terrible day. I missed the light. Or I can say, you know, I can count how many red cars go by in the next 3 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is. Or I can talk to the person next to me, or I can kind of take deep cleansing breaths. Or so the point being that I think that our lives are somewhere in the middle of that notion of luck. Because if people say, well, I only have bad luck, there is no such thing. I mean, there are things that happen. But part of it is just perspective of what I can do about this. The other example that they offered me to respond to today was the Thomas Edison. Do you know his middle name was Alva? Of course you did. From New Jersey. So he had tried to make the light bulb work like 2,000 times. And they said, so the answer is never give up. And I said, well, you have to remember, underneath all this, I'm a psychologist, and I'm not sure that that's the right answer either. Because my sort of way of describing this, if you push button A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, stop pushing, and you hate B, stop pushing A. Because assuming it'll turn out differently this time is not rational. However, what Edison did was he didn't keep doing the same thing every time. What he viewed it as, every one of the times he failed was a chance to learn something about why he failed and what to do next time. And that's my approach, is that there is a value to perseverance. But you have to be willing to persevere by learning from your mistake as opposed to repeating your mistake. There was a great comment on the interview that I did that we played last week that said you can treat your past as either a club or a school. And, you know, I just thought that was brilliant, because if you treat your past as a club, right, that this is something I've joined, I'm a member, this is how I'm going to define myself. You know, I'm an elk, or I'm a Girl Scout, or I'm a Shriner. What, do they even have Shriners anymore? They probably do. Like Radio Shack. Don't go there. Okay, so it's either a club that you join, and that's how you define yourself, or it's a school. Where, okay, I learned something. I don't have to be there forever. I just have to learn what I need to learn and then graduate and go on to the next thing. And I just thought that was such a great way of thinking about it. And we all know people who treat their past as a club. And hopefully we know people, and hopefully that would include ourselves, as a school. And there are also different areas of our life in which we probably are more prone to join the club as opposed to graduate the school. So. Alrighty, 855-99-3759. Let me do that in a slightly easier way for you, perhaps, to remember, which is 855-993-7569. As one of my beloved listeners pointed out, people are used to hearing phone numbers as 3, 3, and 4. So don't do 3, 2, 5. So I'm learning. Today is World Sports Journalist Day. Well, you guys just go for it. I saw a movie last night, which it doesn't come out, I think, till the middle of August, called Trainwreck. And I'm not going to review it for you now, except that it's raunchy and funny. But LeBron James is in it. And he is this guy, I know he already has a career, folks. But, man, he is just wonderful. And he nearly steals the movie out from underneath Amy Schiller and Bill Hader. I mean, he's really hilarious. He's such a presence. I mean, he's got all that charisma and all that height and all that, you know, that the body and the tats and the, you know, and the charisma. And he's got a really cute face. But, man, he just steals the movie out from underneath everybody. I just thought I'd point that out. It's also to make you feel a little less comfortable. It's a national, it's World UFO Day. Which seems absolutely consistent with the fact that NASA is unveiling a boomerang-shaped plane to fly on Mars. Right? When in doubt, bring your own UFO. Alrighty. And for those of you who now understand that there's still a Radio Shack, I'm still tempted to go and get my $99 drone, even though somebody got one big sued for shooting down somebody else's drone. No. I mean, I wouldn't do a drone for spying. You know, I already know more about most people than I want to know, but it would be kind of fun to have something that flew around and I got to bring back. But, you know, I don't know about the boomerang part. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
I got to go find different headphones. I don't want to hear you. It's driving me nuts. We'll be right back.
Yes, that's great. Do you have an issue?
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Inky Black, which is good.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Yeah. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Yeah, again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
So,
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now, here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Those are commercial grade.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply.
Yeah.
It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Finally, Dan History, which many of you have kind of either emailed me or told me in person, you really kind of like, which I do too, just because there are these kind of swirly little patterns that sort of turn out that, you know, the days all of a sudden in history for like 1,000 years have all become kind of days of revolution. Or there was a huge amount of Canada stuff this week because it was Canada Day was yesterday, So, you know, I Trevor, I'll ask you this question because you weren't here yesterday, so maybe you don't know, so it'll be fun. Okay. Do you know what the Canadian national anthem is?
Oh, Canada, our home and
absolutely. Italy. Absolutely. You go to hockey games.
I sang it.
You knew anyway.
Game. Yeah.
All right. So I'm just teasing. All right. So do you know when it was adopted as the Canadian national anthem?
Yesterday. I don't know.
That day in history is correct, but what year? Good guess. Very well done. He's learning,
know,
folks.
Probably, what do you want to say, like 1860 or something?
That's sort of what I would have guessed. But it's not. It's 1980.
Wow. That's
yeah. Yeah. So that's from what amazing. I surmised was that they did God Save the Queen, which quite often they do. I've been at Canadian hockey games. I think in American hockey games they just do, the national anthem here and then they do O Canada. But I think I've been to Canadian once and I think they do both. And that was my surmising. Because it was Canada Day yesterday, I don't know. Hopefully somebody from Canada will call and tell us that I'm either completely correct or completely misled. But and we also found out that Radio Shack, in spite of my of gobs of closing, still has a couple of outposts, which I didn't know. So yesterday was kind of an interesting. Isn't that fascinating? It was 1980.
Yeah, that's way more modern than I would have thought.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said, the only thing I can figure is that it was before that was because it was. I mean, Canada has been independent for longer than that, but they apparently still played. As far as I know, God Save the Queen or King. Okay, because I was doing Day in History. In 1698, Thomas Savery patented the first steam engine, which isn't who we attribute it to, right? Fulton is who we think did the first steam engine.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But let's see what it says. What's Fulton's first name? Robert, I think, Fulton. Let's see. Fulton Steam, let's say. Steamboat Inn. Fulton Steamboat. Let's see what it says. See, I always get these ideas after I've started talking, so I actually don't have them. Well, they're telling me about a Steamboat Inn, which isn't actually what I care about. I think his name was Robert. Robert Fulton. I was right. Okay.
What about James Watt? The electricity kind of measurement was named after him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends who has the better PR agent.
Yeah.
It says, although Robert Fulton did not invent the steamboat, it's commonly believed he was instrumental in making steamboat travel a reality. So there. So see?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel like you learned something here? See, we try and teach you things. So that, and it's not only to make your life better, it's to make you much more competitive at Trivial Pursuit. That's really my goal. Well, it's my secondary goal. My primary is to make your life work better. All right. So the next time someone says steamboat and somebody pops up with Robert Fulton, you're going to say, nay, nay, Thomas Savery.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. This is a good news story. 1777, Vermont becomes the first American territory to abolish slavery. Live free or die. Is that Vermont? I'm not sure that's true. I think Vermont is the, live free or die may be New Hampshire. I don't know. I lived in New England and it all sort of blurs. I liked it, but it's blurry. Listen, if you went to school, if before you did New England, you did Texas. All of New England could fit in part of Texas. So it just, that's not necessarily the chauvinist statement it appears to be. 1890, the Congress passed Sherman Antitrust Act. Used to debate that in high school. I wasn't in high school in 1890. Cut me some slack here. This is a really important day in our business. 1897, Guglielmo Marconi obtains a patent for
radio.
You got it.
Woo-hoo.
In London. There you go. I actually gave out the Marconi Award a couple of years ago, so I did all the. I did a little slideshow about Marconi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he actually did the idea for radio for the Navy to be able to be in touch with for the Navy to be able to be in touch from boat to boat, I think. In 1900, the first Zeppelin flight takes place on Lake Constance near Friedrichshafen, Germany. There you go. Hence the term Zeppelin, as opposed to, I don't know, big fat balloon. In 1900, John Sibelius' Finlandia received its premier performance in Helsinki. We had to learn to play that in high school, junior high school, something like that. First artificial heart, self-contained artificial heart, was implanted in 2001. That's relatively recent, right? 14 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
2002, Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to fly solo around the world nonstop in a balloon. Man. I mean, this is one of those little-known facts. I have my hot air balloon license, pilot's license. Now, this is one of those things. There are many things in my life I've worked very hard for. That is not one of them, although I have piloted hot air balloons. Would I trust me to pilot my own hot air balloon? Not really. But basically, you have to have a certain number of flights. And I, believe it or not, used to be on the Pro-Am circuit and actually once went up in a tornado, which is just plain stupid. It was fun, but it was really plain stupid and, of course, crashed. And I will tell you sort of a piece of trivia that you probably already know, which is, did you know when you travel in a hot air balloon what you're supposed to take with you?
I believe you told me this once, and it was champagne.
Absolutely. Do you know why?
You said it was to appease any farmers whose land you might besmirch with your crash landing.
Or any cow that you land on.
Well, hopefully the cow would move.
Well, you know, cows can sometimes be a little dumb, but I've actually landed in somebody's front lawn. People are not quite as amused. The neighbors think it's great. Landing on somebody's lawn is not necessarily endearing to them, but sort of shoving a bottle of relatively good champagne in their face actually works pretty well. If nothing else, most people will put out at least one hand to get the champagne, which means they're not going to slap you quite as hard. So it's a good thing. All right. In 2013, the International Astronomical Union names Pluto's fourth and fifth moons Kerberos and Styx. But what they really did, which frosted all of us, was that they deconstructed Pluto as a planet. Let's all boo together.
Boo.
Yeah, we're not happy about that. All right, there you go.
If I'm not mistaken, they brought Pluto back. I'm going to check. I'm going to do some fact-checking, though, on that.
I don't think they did, but that would be really good. I mean, there's huge outcry. They just said it wasn't a planet anymore. Pluto was one of our faves. I mean, partially because of Disney, I think, but nevertheless. I just thought that was basically... I mean, I just had in my head this terrible ceremony where they ripped the moons off Pluto and said, okay, you're only a star, go away. Yeah, I get very affected by these things. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, as I mentioned, our priority, our mission statement is to be as responsive to y'all as we possibly can be. And our first choice is always phone calls, for the obvious reason. It's a radio program. We can't play charades here with you. We really cannot. And emails are our second for us. I mean, responding on Facebook is fine, but that's our question to you. And you guys, I mean, it's not that I deplore it, because I don't. You guys come up with extraordinary responses. You never cease to amaze me, so you're great at that. But the more personal, the better. Look, I'm an intimacy junkie. What can I tell you? So emails are second only to phone calls in terms of priority. So we have some stacked up, so I thought we'd really deal with an email right here, because we have a little bit of time, yes?
Yes.
And this is apparently a long email, so lay it on me, Trev.
All right. This one comes to us anonymously and is a bit of a follow-up. Here we go. Wrote to you about my seriously mentally ill brother and his arsenal/paranoia, etc.
Right.
I wept when you read my email. Tears of relief, but also fear. Thank you. We've done all except contact the NRA, and I'm crafting that letter right now. Thank you for the idea. In my family, we have registered nurses, therapists, social workers, attorneys, teachers, etc. All people familiar with the commitment processes and laws surrounding mental illness. We have had him committed several times. He always ends up out because there's no place for him long term. One thing I may have failed to mention is that he has a gun dealer license. Emphasis. He was granted this, even with his background, because the background checks couldn't or don't even begin to tie into the things they should. I wish people could understand how simple it is for extremely paranoid, seriously mentally ill people can get weapons or pieces of weapons to assemble themselves. He can make his own bullets because he has the equipment to do so. It's a bullet reloader. He picks up the casings at firing ranges. My brother's brilliant. He is a published author. He graduated from high school at 11 years of age. He has hacked our computers to get any information. He can outsmart just about anyone. He is finally required to see a therapist. I'm hoping a psychiatrist, but he lives in a rural area with very few resources to begin with. And it takes a long time for them to catch up to his manipulation. Good mental health options are just not really available where he lives. I would love to talk to you about this, but I fear he would recognize not only my voice, but his story. And because the internet just fuels his story, it's not only him I worried about being hurt, but the other paranoid and ill people he has gained community with online. He has told me he has several associates that will act upon his incarceration or death. So I'm trapped. We can't get out of Dodge. Any additional wisdom you have would be great, and I'd be more than happy to answer questions via this format. Thank you.
Okay, let me just... She wrote to me yesterday, and you can hear the gist of her email yesterday, which is that she has a mentally ill brother, and she did not mention that he was a dealer. She mentioned that he had an arsenal, that he threatened to kill her, that he has threatened other people in the past, and so you can hear that there's still a great deal of fear, and you know, it's a more global question. I mean, there's several really major issues here. One is, what do we do when we know that somebody has dangerous thoughts and the ability to act out those dangerous thoughts? And the reason, believe it or not, that I suggested that you get in touch with the NRA is that the NRA has a vested interest in helping basically having people believe that they are responsible American citizens, which I think they are. But what they don't want, presumably, if I were on the NRA, and it's a little hard, to be quite honest, for me to put myself in exactly those kind of situations. But what, look, any group has a PR issue, right? They need to make people feel that they are responsible, that they are patriotic, that they share goals and philosophy with the majority of people, because otherwise they become marginalized. Okay, and most groups don't want to become marginalized. They want to be vaguely mainstream, if nothing else, to attract members and funding. Okay, and that's just sort of the economics of social interaction. So I'm saying that, believe it or not, even though it goes against sort of the logic at first blush, that getting in touch as a family member with the NRA saying, look, there's a difference between responsible gun ownership and putting guns in the hand of somebody who is mentally unstable. So tell me what we can do about this. And this is a group that has a vested interest as much as anybody else in this country in making sure that, because part of their statement, their mission statement, is the only way to stop bad people with guns is good people with guns. Well, I think we need to expand that statement to say that people may not be bad, but they may be mentally unbalanced. And so the point is that you don't want people who may not be evil in the usual sense of the word, but they are incapable of acting responsibly. They are incapable of acting responsibly, period. And the fact that they are armed means that their irresponsible acts can have disastrous consequences far beyond any particular interaction. Okay? So a group that says that the way to stop misuse is with responsible use is obviously going to be, has a vested interest in this kind of situation. We're not going to wipe out mental illness in this country anytime soon. But it also speaks to a larger problem of how do you, as a loving family member, deal with somebody who has obvious emotional issues. Because not only are they a threat to society in general, they're a threat to themselves. So how do we deal with it? And saying, well, rural area, I get it. But it would seem to me that what we need to do is figure out a way in with this guy. Because the more he feels, I mean, the problem about paranoia is just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. So he has to have the sense, not that you're out to get him, not that you're afraid of him, but that you love him. And I can hear that you do. I hear that you're very frightened. But I also hear that you are frightened for him as well as of him. So the question is, how do we do this? And it may be that you say he's in a rural area, but you've got a huge number of family members who are professionals. And maybe one of the things that we do is say, look, tell us what we can do to help you. That it must feel terrible to feel that, I mean, you're a brilliant guy. You finished high school at 11. But, I mean, he ain't Doogie Howser. He's clearly somebody. And we know that schizophrenia tends to be, it's not causal. It's not because you're smart and therefore you're schizophrenic. But we know that schizophrenia, for unbeknownst reasons, tends to be associated with a higher IQ than not. Not always. And it's certainly not causal. But there is some association there. So what if, and again, your personal safety has to be taken into consideration here. But what if we could say, and it probably can't be a group. It probably can't be you and the rest of the family. So it has to be the person with whom he feels the most comfortable, not to say you're crazy and you need some help, but what can we do to help you? We're concerned that we don't get to see you very often, because if you start with the guns, it's not going to work, especially somebody who is feeling that everybody's out to get him, nobody understands him, and he needs, I guess the word I'm searching for is the more vulnerable he feels, the less likely he is to put down his weapons, not only his physical weapons, not only his arsenal, but his emotional weapons, his emotional defensiveness. So somehow we have to help him to feel, and whatever family member has the most ready access to him emotionally, to say, what can we do to help you? The family misses you. We care about you. And see, because you can't start with the gun issue. It's not that it's not crucial, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but it's not going to be effective. So is there somebody in the family, and it may be a younger child, it may be a niece or a nephew with whom he feels close, and what you have to do is make sure that person isn't putting themselves in an unreasonable danger, in danger. I would still, as I said yesterday, I would still stick with my advice yesterday of getting in touch with the NSA. Because foreign terrorism is part of their focus, but so is homegrown. And this guy certainly has a possibility where he has an arsenal, he can make his own guns, he is paranoid, of being a threat. And while we may deplore the lack of privacy that has happened because of the Patriot Act, in this particular case, it may work for you. So, and I know it may seem a little duplicitous. To sort of, on the one hand, work to earn his trust, and on the other hand, be willing to essentially out him to people who can at least keep an eye on him. I don't think that they're mutually exclusive, because I think on a personal level, you don't have the power to disarm him. Government agencies may or may not. The NRA may be able to appeal to him on a ground of, look, you're giving us a bad name, let us help you, which is kind of an intermediate. But as family members, you're not going to be able to disarm him. Although I will tell you a quick story. I actually knew somebody who was going through a divorce, and I happened to know that he had a gun. And I actually told somebody that I knew very well to go and take the gun and hide it. Because I was worried. I was worried that he was either suicidal or homicidal. But that was one gun, one person, and it was kind of an episodic kind of thing. This is a lot larger issue. Call me if you need me, or email me if you need me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're going from Anne, the anonymous's really scary email, to something that is almost as scary. That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, and I don't mean to in any way diminish Anne's anguish about what is a very scary situation. And it's not unique to her. Did you see that Macy's is going to end its business relationship with Donald Trump? New York City is reviewing its contracts because of his comments. Did you hear his comments?
I didn't actually.
Pardon?
I didn't actually hear what he
said. All right, let me tell you what he said, which is really, it is, he's supposedly running for mayor, right? He apparently has a contract with the city to run a golf course in the Bronx and manages two public skating rinks in Central Park. He described immigrants from Mexico to the United States as, quote, drug runners and rapists, during a speech on June 16th to announce plans to seek the Republican nomination for president.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I mean, it's not even like he was misquoted, right?
Right.
NBC cut ties with Trump and the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageant, saying it was due to the recent derogatory statements by Donald Trump regarding immigrants. The pageants are part of a 50-50 joint venture with NBC Universal, a subsidiary of Comcast. Aura TV, owned by Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim and TV personality Larry King, said it canceled a project with Trump. Slim's spokesman called Trump's comments totally out of line and racist. Yeah, think. Univision last week pulled the July 12th Miss USA pageant. Trump filed a $500 million lawsuit against the Spanish-language TV network for dropping the event. Oh, good luck on that one. Macy said it would phase out Trump's menswear collection, which it sold since 2004. Macy's is a company that stands for diversity and inclusion. We have no tolerance for discrimination in any form. You go, Macy's. Good for you. In light of statements made by Donald Trump, which are inconsistent with Macy's values, we've decided to discontinue our business relationship with Mr. Trump. Trump fired back, saying in a statement it was his decision to end ties with Macy's because of the pressure being put on them by outside sources. He said he was not happy that his products were being made in China. While selling Trump ties and shirts at Macy's is a small business in terms of dollar volume, my principles are far more important and therefore much more valuable, the Trump organization said. Trump told followers, those who believe in tight border security, stopping illegal immigration, and smart trade deals with other countries should boycott Macy's. 700,000 people had signed a MoveOn.org petition calling on Macy's to cut ties with Trump. Donald Trump is finding out that Hispanics have real power, and it's not just political power, it's economic power, said Fernando Mateo, chairman of Hispanics Across America. Trump-branded merchandise is also sold by a number of online retailers, including eBay and Amazon. Representatives from both companies declined to comment. They will. You watch. All right. So Trevor just said to me, I mean, what is this? Does he really think he had a chance of running for president? You have to remember he did this before. And my answer is no. It's just a way for him to get publicity. But the scary thing is, in a poll that was done, and it may have just been a local poll. I don't know. They didn't say what area it covered. But he and Christie were running neck and neck as the most visible, which they're not the most visible, Jeb Bush presumably is, candidates, but they were the front runners in terms of the Republican nomination. That's scary. So we have, all right, so what we put up on Facebook is, what do we do about the Donald? Now, do I think this is going to irrevocably harm him? Lamentably is not a fair word. Probably not. I mean, this guy is Teflon. I mean, part of it is I think that people don't take him seriously, which is, I mean, I think they view him more as a clown than a real sort of serious whatever. But my guess, I mean, remember with the Marla Maples thing and with the divorce and the Ivana must be just laughing all the way to the to her bank account. I don't know. At any rate, so that's on Facebook. You can respond to that. And in a similar story that has absolutely nothing to do with it, we carried the story, I think, earlier this week about, let's see, what did I just do? I just lost it. About Whole Foods. Not only are they expensive, but they actually cheat about how much is in the package, so they're overcharging you. They made some mistakes, they're saying, in a video posted to the company's blog. After an investigation, New York City said the high-end grocery chain consistently overcharges for prepackaged food. Straight up, we made some mistakes. We want to own that. Yeah, you own it once you're busted. An online investigation, June 24th, alleged that Whole Foods stores have consistently listed improper weights on prepackaged food, resulting in an overcharge from 80 cents to nearly $15 per item. The department tested 80 product categories across the 8 Whole Foods stores open at the time. One more since opened. And it turned out that all of them were wrong. and there was only, I think, one that was underweight. They said they were unintentional. They're incorrect prices sometimes in the customer's favor. Well, they found of the 80 that one was. Errors are inadvertent and happen because it's a hands-on approach to bringing you fresh food. Yes, including their thumb on the weight. The disputes the departments claim that it's systematically overcharged. We apologize for any discrepancies. Sorry for the inconvenience of charging you twice what it should have been. Her department, the commissioner, said she's gratified they're admitting the deficiencies in how they label the prepackaged foods. We will remain vigilant and hold Whole Foods and other supermarkets accountable for misleading and deceptive practices. They could face fines for thousands of violations of mislabeling. The fine for the first violation is as much as $950 and up to $1,700 for subsequent. Fines are assessed per type of food. They want to make sure that there's pricing accuracy. There you go. So, have you ever shopped at Whole Foods?
I think I bought a couple of bars of soap there once.
Well, their own brands of our stuff are pretty good. But, I have a story. I shopped at a very famous store in New Jersey because I was visiting a friend. And I always, when I'm in the burbs, go to a suburban stores because they're much better, bigger, and they have freebie stuff to taste. And they're usually cheaper. And I love corn on the cob. And this store had frozen ears of corn. Which, I mean, I just think is, I mean, in the summer there's nothing better than fresh, but in the winter to have real corn and fast freezing, you can just put them in water and they're terrific. And it said there were four and there were only three. I've never forgiven that store. That means I paid 30% more than I thought I was paying, 33% more than I was paying. Not amused about this, and my friend still laughs about it. I will not tell you the name of the store because they'll probably sue me, but they're very well known, and they're not an inexpensive store to begin with. But I was so offended, I was so outraged. And man, when I'm outraged, Sadie, bar the door. 855-993-7569. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.